This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers, and it is time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will, it's good to talk with you.
Nice meeting you, Juana. Welcome to the show.
All right, well, so remind us, please, if you could, of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Keith Rode of Woodland, California. I said, name a state capital, take the last two letters of the city's name and the first two letters of the state's name, and rearrange them to name an activity closely associated with this city. What is it? Well, the answer is not Sacramento, California, as some people wrote. You can rearrange those letters to make taco. No, the correct answer is Honolulu, Hawaii. You can rearrange those four letters to make hula.
Hula. All right. So we received more than 2,800 correct responses. And the winner this week is Brian Yellen from Amherst, Massachusetts. Hey, Brian, congrats and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Juana.
All right. So let us in on your secret. How did you figure this one out?
Sure. I can't remember exactly how I started, but it wasn't very strategic. And my wife said, just go through all the state capitals. And so I did. And if I got to a capital like Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I said, well, I don't know what people do in Harrisburg. I just skipped it. And when I got to Honolulu, my wife and I used to be high school teachers at Waianae High School in Oahu, and hula came quickly.
All right. So what I am hearing here is that the advice is that we should always listen to our spouse or partner, right?
In the case of my partner, absolutely.
Brian, what do you do when you are not playing the puzzle with us?
I'm a geology professor at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and I spend a lot of time outdoors with my little children.
And you do not make your students at the university play the puzzle, right?
I do not.
All right, Brian, are you ready to play this week's puzzle?
No, but I'll do my best.
All right, Will, the floor is yours.
I'm going to give you some categories in two words. You name something in each category, starting with each initial in the category. Any answer that works is fine. For example, if I said zoo animals, you might say zebra, aardvark.
Okay.
Okay. Number one is Greek letters.
Gamma, lambda.
That is correct. Number two is roulette bets.
Red, black.
There you go. Orchard fruits.
Orange, fig.
There you go. Ford models.
Fiesta.
Uh-huh, that's an old one, but that's good. Focus is a current one.
Model T?
Model T. Boy, ooh, is that going back. I was going for Mustang, but I'll take yours. How about computer languages?
C++.
Oh, nice.
And Linux.
Excellent. Annual prizes.
So an A and a P there.
Annual prizes.
There's some that are televised.
I'm drawing a blank on both.
Okay, what's the biggest prize for films?
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to think of. Oscar, Academy Award.
There you go. There's your A.
Academy Award.
And there's several.
And,
there's a big one for writing.
I'd love to win one.
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer, yeah. We also would have accepted Peabody or Pritzker. How about salad ingredients?
Spinach.
Spinach, I'll go. Scallion also works. How about an I? My answer is a two words.
Aye, Italian dressing.
Why not? I was going for iceberg lettuce. And your last one is a triple. Comic book heroes.
Well, I'm not good at comics. Comic book heroes. Catwoman?
Catwoman. That's a tougher one, but I'll give it to you. Conan the Barbarian and Captain America would work. How about B?
Batman.
Batman, also yep. Black Panther, and all you need is an H. There's one in four letters. Someone who's really strong and turns green.
Hulk, thank you.
Hulk, yeah, Hellboy and Human Torch. Good job.
Nicely done, Brian. And how did you feel about that?
Great relief.
Brian, for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle, books, and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Brian, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to 88.5 WFCR, which is part of NEPM in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Brian Yellen from Amherst, Massachusetts, thank you for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Think of a familiar two-word phrase meaning to fight. Change the third letter of each word to get two new words that are opposites of each other. What words are these? So again, a familiar two-word phrase meaning to fight. Change the third letter of each word to get two new words that are opposites. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, y'all. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. And do not forget this. Include a phone number where we can reach you. If you are the winner, we'll give you a call. And this part is important. If you pick up the phone, you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Juana.